Another researcher developing tools to help make sense of the new wealth of genomic data is David Arnonson, director of the Centre for Genomic Pathogen Surveillance at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute and also a faculty member at Imperial College London. He's developed a clever online platform called MicroReact, which allows anyone to put in DNA information about pathogens such as bacteria or viruses, tracking how they're spreading around the world and even working out what treatments they might be resistant to.
Well, I think one of the key challenges that has made its way into the media very strongly is antimicrobial resistance. So the emerging and increasing resistance to antibiotics for particular species of bacteria. Clearly, what we need to do is to understand which strains are resistant, how they're acquiring resistance, and how and where they spread. And if we can try and identify and understand how they spread and where they're spreading, is it from humans to animals? Is it from animals to humans? Is it from different hosts? And do these hosts pass on between individuals, between countries, etc.? If we can try and understand the global spread of these antimicrobial resistant bugs, we can try and track them and stop them spreading.
How are you trying to do that? What are some of the tools that you've got?
Well, we try and look at the use of whole genome sequencing. So if you can sample a bunch of bacteria and then you sequence their genomes, you can compare how similar the genomes are to each other, and you can use this to depict the relationships between them as a family tree. And if we look at how more similar genomes are to each other, and whether those genomes are also resistant to particular antibiotics, we can then relate where those bacteria or who those bacteria have been infecting, and whether we can use that information to understand who's been spreading to who.
So if you find related bacteria, say, in Paris and in Cairo, that might tell you that either the bacteria spread from Cairo to Paris or Paris to Cairo or something like that.
So these are some of the inferences that people make. What we try and do is use what's known as bioinformatics, which is computational methods of looking at the sequence to compare how similar things are to each other. And once we've got these family trees, we can look at whether the more closely related isolates potentially come from either the same place or different locations. And we can use that information to make inferences about whether it could be a transmission from one country to another or one locale to another. And we could also look for the presence of genes or genomic signatures in the genomes. If those signatures are present, it gives us an indication that that strain might be resistant to a particular antibiotic or not. Being able to do this on a global scale means that we can try and look towards monitoring the emergence of antimicrobial resistance and its spread both locally, nationally and internationally. And if we can do that, then we can try and identify the emergence and then stop that spread.
How can we gather this kind of data? How can we gather and collect bacteria around the world?
Hospitals, people coming into hospitals, swabbing individuals. Most often, if you go to a hospital and you have a bacterial infection, then there will be some method to identify what species it is. But you can also then do standard antimicrobial resistance tests, and this involves giving the antibiotic to the bacteria and seeing how many of them are killed. And that gives you an indication of whether you can use that antibiotic to treat a patient or not. If we use whole genome sequencing, then we get a readout from the sequencer of a string of letters, A, C, T's and G's. And this is digital information, so it can be stored very easily in databases. And those databases can be made easily available via the internet, which means that anybody in the world essentially can get access to that information almost in real time. And we can then build on top of that intuitive interpretation to visualization methods. So you can build trees online, you can add genomes from different countries to the same database, and then we can enable anybody in the world to view the data as soon as it's produced. So we try and build methods on top of genomic sequence data that enable the information to be democratized, to be make it universally accessible and available to anybody to identify whether they have a more similar genome to ones that have been seen before.
You could imagine someone in the World Health Organization or here in our NHS or the CDC in America going, I want to know how this particular bacteria is spreading or how the flu virus is spreading this year or Zika virus. And you've got the visualization tools that they could do that.
That's right. That's what we're trying to produce. We're trying to produce open access systems that enable the collation of sequence data from anywhere in the world and the availability of that sequence data to anybody with any expertise to try and understand what's going on with the data. So this is clearly applicable to, for example, in the UK Public Health England, to understand the spread, and they're using genome sequencing currently to understand the spread of gastrointestinal infections and other bacteria, the CDC to understand the spread within the US, and of course, up to the level of the WHO. Genomic epidemiology has been used for understanding the spread of Ebola and Zika viruses, and there are moves and efforts to actually produce this kind of systems for exactly those kind of bugs.
What about if people, citizens, the general public, want to get involved? Because, you know, we must be covered with all sorts of bacteria and going around places where there are bugs. Is there any way that people could gather bacteria and help with this effort of tracking?
So I think that would be lovely. What would be ideal, what would be fantastic, if we can monitor what's going on in the healthy population. So if we all carry bacteria ourselves, be it in our gut or on our skin, classic example is Staph aureus that lots of us have on their skin, and it doesn't cause disease until it gets inside, into the blood, for example. If we could monitor what's going on with the healthy population, we could potentially use that information to spot the emergence of things that are potentially of greater risk to public health. So actually being able to swab yourself, send that off somewhere, have the genome sequenced, and for those background data to be available to anybody in the world to contextualise new information would be fantastic. What we need to do is to be giving genome sequences away for free.
I love the idea of being a bacterial tourist and just, I'll just go everywhere and swab while I'm away.
That would be pretty cool. It's maybe not the best way to pitch a holiday to people, but that would be a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to.
David Arnonson from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute. And if you have any germy genomes that you'd like to analyse, you can have a play with MicroReact at microreact.org.